Here's your midday brief from Monday, May 18th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Drug maker Moderna this morning reported encouraging results from the first potential coronavirus vaccine to enter human testing. The company says the treatment produced immune responses in some of the healthy volunteers in the study, and the shots were generally safe and well tolerated. If additional rounds of testing are successful, Moderna's vaccine could be ready for emergency use as early as the fall. The news pushed Moderna's shares up 23% in morning trading, and by midday, the big three U.S. stock indexes were each up about 3%. The FBI has discovered a link between the Saudi aviation student who killed three people at a Florida Navy base last year and a suspected Al-Qaeda operative. That's according to a person familiar with the investigation. Authorities made the connection based on information found in the gunman's locked iPhones. In January, Attorney General William Barr pressured Apple to help unlock a pair of the gunman's phones. We report that the FBI was able to bypass security features on at least one of the phones itself. And Uber says it's cutting 3,000 additional jobs and closing more than three dozen offices. Uber's rides business plummeted 80% in April, and earlier this month, the company said it would eliminate about 3,700 jobs. We have more details on these stories and other news of the day at WSJ.com and the WSJ app.